Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, more this week as we look at the road to fellowship. As I said last week, this week we'll begin to look at fellowship with Christ. You know, it is one thing to have fellowship with the Lord's children, but it is something totally different to have fellowship with the Lord Himself. Now, all are welcome to, but only few people, per se, get the opportunity to have fellowship with the Lord. Now, and I'm not talking about being used of the Lord or even having communication of praying and such with the Lord, but a heartfelt expression of unity and a oneness with the Lord. But while the invitation is given, only those who meet the requirements will have access to the heart of the Lord in oneness. And as simple as it sounds, the requirements are not many, but they are few. The main requirement to be one and have fellowship with Christ is to be, here we go, in Christ. If a person is in Christ, then they are one with Him in the Spirit. But the fact that Christianity at the core is Christ in you must have an impact in our life. Now, I hope you see that, my friend, because it is at the core, at the heart of the issue that we are discussing, and that is the road to fellowship with Christ. My friend, Christ must be in us, and not doctrine, not revelation, not a quest for truth. Now, all of these were good to seek, but before we can seek and discuss these that tell us about Christ, first and foremost, Christ must be in us, or we are religious but lost. We are looking and we are talking about Christ, but not experiencing Christ. I hope you see the vast difference here, my friend. Yes, God wants us to come into an inward realization of revelation and knowledge of His Son. And this is the basis, not the revelation or the knowledge, but the realization of knowing Christ is in us. He is real and He is in us. Sadly, most Christians and even some believers I know only hope what they say and believe and do not know without a shadow of a doubt what they're saying. They do not know Christ, so they are hoping what they are doing and saying will lead them to Christ. But sadly, no, my friend, this will never work. To know Christ, according to the Bible, means to realize and experience Him. Let me say that again. To know Christ, according to the Bible's meaning, is to realize and experience Him. Paul said, "Oh, that I may know Him," in Philippians 3:10. Not, "Oh, that I might hear or talk about Him." Again, many would rather talk about or hear about Christ from someone who knows Him. And why? Well, make no mistake, my friend, there is a price we must pay to come to know Christ. We say salvation was free. Well, maybe for us it is, but make no mistake, it cost Jesus His life. Now, open up your spirit here and pay close attention. Nothing is free in God. Let me say that again. Nothing is free in God. That's right. Nothing is free in God. Everything we get from God will cost us something. There is a price we will pay to come to know God's presence. We can go to church and we can sing about God, sing about God's presence, but most Christians and even some believers I know have never, ever felt God's presence. And why? They're not willing to pay the price what God wants from them to come to know His presence. Oh, they know what God's sacrifice, you know, and what God wants from them, but they're not willing in obedience to lay what God wants from them on the altar. To know His power, there is a different price we must pay, something different than what we must pay to know His presence. Unflinchingly, we must give God what He wants to come to know His power. And to know His person, we must lay our all on the altar. It will kill us, but that at the same time, it will make us alive. our spiritual death to our selfishness, our self-seeking, and all of our selfish ways. It is what it will take to come to know the person of God. Ask Moses and David and Paul and Jesus about the price that they paid. Oh, my friend, make no mistake, to have fellowship with Christ, we must decrease and he must increase. Now, John the Baptist said that in John 3:30, but he, like many today, many Christians today, only knew him with his lips and not with his heart. In prison, John the Baptist said, "Are you the Messiah, or shall we look for another?" And that was in Luke 7:19. But, you know, John the Baptist was looking for the Lamb of God, but not for the Messiah. When we begin to know Christ, we will have a renewed mind according to the truth. Let me say that again. When we begin to know Christ, we will have a renewed mind according to the truth. Paul tells us, as we come to know a holy God, that we put off concerning the former conversation. That word is not talking, but conversation here is a lifestyle. The old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. In verse 24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:22-23. That means a renewed heart intent, will, and for his purpose. If a person actually begins to see Christ, they will begin to see everything else according to him and according to truth. Now, my friend, this can be a devastating thing in our lives. Oh, yes, it can. And guess what? It is supposed to devastate us. It is to bring us to our knees. Our sight is to see Christ as he is. And then we look at ourselves with those spiritual eyes, and then we discover the vast difference, the day and the night difference between us as compared to Jesus Christ. But Isaiah had this view of Christ in himself and said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips." Isaiah 6:5. This too will be our words if we truly have a clear and unbiased glimpse of Christ. You know, the story of the two men on the road to Emmaus illustrates that fact. At the start of their journey, they saw nothing clearly, but then Jesus sought them out and met them. He began to introduce to them the truth about himself from the Bible, the Old Testament at that time. This struck a chord within them because, despite their perplexity in their hearts were open. They were hungry for more, a critical requirement to be able to see Jesus. Their minds were beginning to be renewed, in other words. They began to see that there was another side to this confusing story, a side that they never imagined could be true. It is one thing to be blind, but it is another to begin to see that we are ignorant, and that there is truth to be seen and experienced. This is the place Jesus brought them to, as he brings us all there. Their minds were beginning to be renewed, praise God. And in fact, they had reached the point where they actually invited Jesus to stay with them. Amen? More next week on The Road to Fellowship. This has been David Stahl, hoping that this week, and just praying this week, will be a tremendous week, not in things, but in the glory of God, that he will be able to minister. You will open up your heart, and the Holy Spirit will be able to speak truths to you, and you will be able to see Christ high and lifted up, and his train filling the temple of your heart. More next week. Amen, and God bless.